And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of April, 2012. 1828, on this date, Noah Webster's American Dictionary of the English Language was published. It came at a time when Americans could hardly communicate with each other because regional dialects were so drastically different. Noah Webster was a school teacher. The textbooks in his school were from England. The student spelling was terrible. Bad spelling was a general condition in America. People assumed that there were several different spellings for any word. So he'd put together a spelling book. It was Webster who took the letter U out of English words like color and honor. And he spelled theater and center E-R instead of R-E. And he started compiling his dictionary, introducing American words, some of them derived from Native American languages: skunk, squash, wigwam, hickory, opossum, lengthy, and presidential, and congress, and caucus, which were not so relevant in England. Spent almost 30 years on the dictionary. It cost so much when it came out, though, $15, $20, huge amount in 1828, and Webster died in 1843 without having sold many copies. He traveled around promoting the dictionary, lobbied for copyright law, wrote his own edition of the Bible, compiled a dictionary of medical conditions. He did the first census, and a recent biography of him argued that Noah Webster would today be diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. It was on this day, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth in Ford's Theater in Washington, just 5 days after the surrender of the Civil War's Confederate leader, General Robert E. Lee. It was on this night 100 years ago, the Titanic struck an iceberg on its way from Southampton, England, to New York City. The ship was designed with watertight compartments to withstand a head-on or side impact collision. Instead, it scraped along the side of an iceberg for 10 seconds, trying to avoid it, and it tore open numerous separate compartments. Less than an hour before, a ship nearby tried to radio the Titanic to be aware of ice ahead, and the ship's radio operator on duty, overwhelmed with his job of relaying personal messages to passengers, said, "Shut up, I'm busy." 1939, on this day, The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck was published. And a big day in the newspaper business, it's the anniversary of the first self-feeding rotary printing press in Baltimore. William Bullock was the inventor. 1863 was the date. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, Proclamation at a Birth for Anna. Let every tree burst into blossom, whatever the season. Let the snow melt mild as milk, and the new rain wash the gutters clean of last year's prophecies. Let the guns sweep out their chambers, and the criminals doze, dreaming themselves back to infancy. Let the sailors throw their crisp white caps as high as they can, which, like so many doves, will return to the ark with lilacs. Let the frogs turn into princes, the princes to frogs. Let the madrigals, let the musical croakings begin. A poem by Linda Paston, Proclamation at a Birth, from her collection Carnival Evening, published by W.W. Norton and Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.